Unit 9, Track 2.22.
Well, a very good morning to you, and welcome to this week's edition of Science Matters with me, Anne Kramer. Today, we have in our studio Dr. Simon Holmes, who is an expert on body clocks, circadian rhythms, and all things sleep-related, and who's going to tell us a little more about what it all means. Dr. Holmes, a very warm welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, first of all, tell us, what exactly are circadian rhythms?
Well, Anne, circadian rhythms are essentially the changes that occur in our brain and in our body over the course of a day. Our daily cycle of sleeping and waking, as it were. In fact, circadian is a Latin word meaning around a day. In other words, we operate in cycles of just over 24 hours, broadly in tune with the cycles of nature. And all animals and most plants live according to these rhythms. But in the animal kingdom, the rhythms vary according to whether an animal is a diurnal or nocturnal creature.
Diurnal or nocturnal? What's that exactly?
Well, basically, that refers to whether the animal is awake during the day or during the night. As you know, we humans are diurnal, not nocturnal creatures. That means that we are active during the day and sleep during the night. Whereas some animals, such as bats or owls or foxes, are largely nocturnal. They sleep by day and hunt by night.
I see. And how exactly does that tie in with your body clock? And what is a body clock, in fact?
Well, a body clock is actually just what it sounds like. It's a mechanism in the body that works like a clock and that regulates our circadian rhythms. Nobody knows exactly how it does this, but what we do know is that it interacts with signals, such as variations in sunlight and environmental activity, noise, and so on. And then it, as it were, fine-tunes our feelings of sleepiness and wakefulness to keep them in sync with the external cycle of dark and light.
I see. So is that why we tend to wake up earlier in the summer and need more sleep in the winter, for example?
Exactly. But research has shown that the normal circadian rhythm for most people is, like I said, roughly 24 hours. 24 hours and 11 to 15 minutes to be precise. That's according to some research, although other scientists have put it higher, at more like 25 hours.
That's interesting, because you say that humans are diurnal, not nocturnal creatures. But that's not true of everyone, is it? Is it not the case that some people are night owls and other people are early birds, by nature maybe? What does science have to say about that?
Well, you're right. And it's important to stress that there is actually a lot of individual genetic variation in the pattern of circadian rhythms. It does seem that some people are genetically early risers and others genetically night owlish, as it were. And these rhythms also fluctuate with age. Young children tend to get up very early, and then sometime around the onset of puberty, it all changes. Adolescents start needing a lot more sleep and shift to waking and performing better later in the day. And then, around the age of 20 or so, it all changes again. And then, in later stages of life, it shifts again, and elderly people tend to get up earlier and earlier.
So, does that explain why most teenagers seem to be physically incapable of getting out of bed at a reasonable time in the morning? Like my nephew, for example, who never surfaces until it's time for lunch?
Well, you could be right.
So I can tell my sister that my nephew will just grow out of it in due course?
Well, yes, he might. Or he might just be one of nature's night owls, I suppose.
And what happens when these circadian rhythms get disrupted? Say, if we cross over to a different time zone or have to work night shifts, how does our body clock adapt?
Well, obviously, if we cross over several time zones all at once, as on a long international flight, for example, our body struggles to adapt to the change, and that's when we suffer from what's known as jet lag.
Right.
Now, jet lag is a condition that affects us when our body clock is out of sync with our destination time, and the body's natural rhythms are upset. And it manifests itself in all sorts of symptoms, such as fatigue, insomnia, irritability, nausea, loss of appetite, and even mild depression.
And what about night workers?
Yes, night workers, people who work on a night shift, are also prone to all sorts of physical and psychological problems, especially if they aren't able to catch up with their sleep during the day.
And moving on now to sleep patterns, there are a number of interesting questions.